You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
What I'll say, what you test out here is you have an hour in your day, you go for a hike. You have an hour in your day, you go to the beach. There's so much more nature. There's so much more, I don't want to say it's less hustle. It's less of a hustle environment, but it's more of a health conscious environment. It is like all of those like hilarious, you know, stereotypes of it being out here. Like you meet your friends for a juice and a hike. And some Botox, or like, you know what I mean? It's like, it's just a different, like, yeah, if you're not like crying about your divorce, getting Botox and like drinking a green juice while you're hiking Runyon, I don't know if you live in LA.
Hey, what's going on? Welcome to Built for the Stage podcast. This is Joe Roscoe, founder and host of Built for the Stage, Broadway's number one fitness platform. If you haven't tried out Built for the Stage yet, go to the website, builtforthestage.com, and you can start a one-week free trial matched up with your own Broadway fitness coach, where we aspire to marry all things fitness and theater together. We are the bridge between that gap. So if you're lost in the gym or lost at home, and you're just trying to up your fitness game so that you can up your performance on the stage, we are the people for you. Special thanks to Broadway Podcast Network. You can check them out at bpn.fm. All right. Said those things. Oh, yeah. If you like the pod, subscribe, rate, leave a comment, swipe up, all those things. Okay, special guest, always special guest. Really excited to speak with her all the way over on the West Coast in Cali. We're just kind of chatting before we hit record here that she's officially bi-coastal, hopping from one side of the pond to the other. Please welcome to the podcast, Paloma Garcia Lee. Hi, Paloma.
Hi. Oh my gosh. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for being on the pod. Everyone that's listening, if you haven't checked out the description of this episode yet, Paloma was recently in the West Side Story movie. She's been on Broadway 100 times as an amazing performer. We'll make sure we put her website, palomagarcialee.com, so you can simply click on that and check out all things Paloma on her website. And we'll also put her handle up there for you to click on, Paloma Garcia Lee. Love that branding. I always say that if you're a full-time listener here on the podcast, I love me some across the board, in sync branding so that you don't make it confusing for anyone. So it's easy to find Miss Paloma. Paloma, how are you doing over there at 2 o'clock in the afternoon in Cali? I'm over here on the East Coast. So lovely to see you finally and to meet you. Thanks for being on the pod.
Yeah, thank you so much. You know what? I actually reckon to say that it is warmer in New York right now than it is in California. It has also rained 3 days in a row. And if I wanted this weather, then I would have stayed in New York. So that's how we're doing out here in LA right now. But other than that, I still think the East Coast is the best coast, but don't tell anyone around here that I feel that way.
Okay. Well, let's just jump into that. You know, that's going to be one of our topics for this conversation. And we were talking all things kind of COVID before we hit record. And wouldn't you know it, it's just here we are again. Here we are again, the thick of it. And since we're in the thick of it, these conversations keep coming up in my circle and just on the internet. You'll see it from time to time. That big question of, is it time for me to try out LA? Should I take that leap of faith and see what it's like over there? And you have done the thing. You have you were recently in Moulin Rouge. You're no longer with the show. You said, I'm going for this Cali gig here, this vibe. So tell us your experience so far. And if anyone's out there with questions or concerns or wonder, what kind of insight can you give us?
You know, it was crazy. So yeah, I dabbled with that question for a decade. The last and only time I've ever spent in Los Angeles, I was on the Phantom Tour. I was 18 years old, and we closed that tour out here at the Pantages Theater. And I thought then, I think I should stay. And I did the whole thing. I did agency meetings, did all, you know, I was like, I want to do film and TV full 10 years ago. Me being like, this is fun. Broadway's fun, but I've always wanted to act. So I wanted to stay out here. And then, you know, LA is a different beast, and I'll like get into a bit of my experience with how it's so different in a second. But, you know, I couldn't at 18 years old quite understand it as well as I could. I don't think I was as ready to kind of make that transition at that point. So it's funny. So I've spent the last decade literally being like, I should have stayed in California. Oh, that's how interesting. Like, I just keep feeling drawn out here. And then long before any of the shows were coming back to Broadway, when we were still just like getting emails from Moulin Rouge with them saying like, we have no idea when we'll be back. But then they were asking us like, are you coming back? And I was like, well, when you let me know when back is, then I can even think about that. And I just kept waking up every morning being like, well, if not now, literally when? Like, I started just realizing, and I think the older I get, the more I start realizing that there's rarely a perfect day that you wake up and being like, oh, this is the right time to make the leap. Oh, I feel perfectly primed today to do this terrifying big change in my life. And so I just decided to rip the Band-Aid off. And I just literally decided one morning, I'm moving to LA. I'm going to go do it. I'm going to drive every earthly possession of mine across this country during a pandemic and get an apartment in Los Angeles. And when Broadway decides to come back, I'll see if that aligns with where I am then. But I was like, it was a big lesson in living more presently than I think I had been living previously. You know, I was living in a world where I had my shows planned out 2 years in a row, and I knew what I thought I knew, right? We all thought we knew what our life was going to look like for the next few years. And then you get hit with that reality check of like, I don't know if there is the perfect day. So we have to take those leaps upon ourselves and jump and trust. So did it. Drove everything out here, and have been here for a little over a year now, which is wild. When Moulin Rouge decided that they set a date to come back and all of that, I just had to really sit with myself and ask myself if that really was in alignment with the things that I want in my life now. And, you know, especially with West Side Story coming out, and again, me always wanting to do film and TV, and then kind of continuing to, I don't want to even say fall back, because I obviously feel so grateful for all of my time spent on Broadway, but kept going back to that comfort, to that safety net of what I found in that community. So again, I took the leap to not return to the show and stay out here, and I'm now properly bicoastal. I still spend a fair amount of time in New York, but am transitioning away from my time on stage and finally taking the big jump to focusing on what I want. So mm-hmm. It's been a crazy journey. But like what LA, I think LA to me in this moment is symbolizing the leap, is symbolizing when everyone says, right, they want to try out LA. It's so different from New York. It couldn't be more different. Get used to spending 800 hours a day in your car, get used to such a different life. But LA is also different now because it's not like LA is not in a pandemic. Like it's also happening out here. So this town does not look like what it usually does. Everything is virtual audition wise out here right now still, until you get like far down the line to maybe like a screen test. But even a lot of testing is happening still over Zoom. So it's still a very like virtual environment. But what I'll say, what you test out here is you have an hour in your day, you go for a hike. You have an hour in your day, you go to the beach. There's so much more nature. There's so much more. I don't want to say it's less hustle. It's less of a hustle environment, but it's more of a health conscious environment. It is like all of those like hilarious, you know, stereotypes of it being out here. Like you meet your friends for a juice and a hike. And some Botox, or like, you know what I mean? It's like, it's just a different, like, yeah, if you're not like crying about your divorce, getting Botox and like drinking a green juice while you're hiking Runyon, I don't know if you live in LA, but
So I always like to point, this out to the guest when they just like fire out a hot one-liner like you just did there. That'll definitely be the cold lead-in for this episode, and I cannot wait for everyone to hear it for sure.
It's true. It's true. It's a different, it's different here. And anyone who I suggest to anyone who's like wanting to try it or who sits over lunch with their friends and has been saying that for a year, 5 years, a decade, just do it, because you're not going to wake up one day. Maybe you will get a job. Maybe you will get that opportunity that will bring you to the place. But I guess it's like such a big lesson that me and so many of my peers and so many of my friends are learning right now is like, go live your life and be present, because like, you know, these thoughts that we have for ourselves a year from now might not be a, you know what I mean? What COVID taught us all is like this world, our jobs can be taken away in a day. And like, who are you? Who is the human underneath all of this? And what do you want? And what do you want to go experience? So today is the best day yet to make the decision to go, and just trust yourself enough that you'll figure it out. And also, if you don't like it, New York is still there and you can go back. So that's such a freeing thing. I think we think so many times in life that these decisions that we have to make are like end all be all. And I think that goes from even back to, I remember when I was debating going to college or not, and being like, that decision weighed on me like an anvil, like truly was like the heaviest thing. And then I just remember someone saying to me, being like, go or don't go, both of those can be done or undone. And it was so like, oh, like move or don't move, do a thing, don't do a thing, just choose a path, free yourself into making a decision, and then know that you can like revise from there. So that's been a thing. And I mean, I love it. I love it here. It's nice. I like driving. I really love the health aspect of being out here. I've hiked so much this year. You know, even you get in the car and you drive an hour. You can do that in New York too. It's just weather permitting is a little bit better out here. I say that as it's dumping rain outside, but usually, you know, it's usually sunny and warm, and you just, you go, and that's the culture is hiking. The culture is fitness. The culture is taking care of yourself in a way that I find New York hasn't always supported as much.
Yeah. New York will take some years off your life, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah.
So,
hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With you being out on the West Coast and recently just played Graziella in Steven Spielberg's West Side Story, tell us a little bit about that experience. You were in Fosse Verdon, the TV series, but I want to say like this had to have been, I don't want to say life-changing, but like a huge part of your journey. Like, wow, what an epic experience for you. So congratulations, first of all, that, you know, you landed that gig and you did the thing. So congrats. And just tell us a little bit about that, I would say, dream of a gig right there.
Yeah, you know, life-changing is such a dramatic phrase, and it's so accurate for this. It's so accurate. I made the biggest changes of my life while filming and right after filming that. And I think there is something, this is about to sound so motivational book, but I'm also like deeply that person. I'm the most like woo-woo every self-help book on the shelf. But
We're here for it.
When you realize that your wildest dreams can come true, and then they do, it just really opens up the floodgates of like, oh, I want to expand my dreams. I want to run after these things. Because again, right, like I don't know, we live so much in this anticipation of things coming our way. I want to. And then one day you wake up and you're on set with Steven Spielberg 4 feet from you playing your dream role. And you're like, oh, I'm doing the thing. And now from here, what do I want to do? Knowing that it is possible, it's tangible. And that's what that whole process was. I mean, of course, I hope everyone who's listening has gone to the theater to see it. I know it's crazy times. If you feel safe, mask up and go. It is meant to be seen in the theater. See it on the IMAX, the biggest screen you can possibly see it on. It is a masterpiece. It's so beautiful. And to be a part of something like that, of course, in and of itself is so special. And I'm so grateful for it. But what it really taught me is watching these people stepping into Hollywood at that level. I think for all of us, over 50 feature film debuts happening there. And we're seeing so many people, Ariana DeBose, Mike Feist, David Alvarez. We're seeing so many Broadway folks make these huge transitions in this way. But we all would just like sit on set and we would all just like eyes wide stare at each other being like, yo, we're here right now doing this on this level. And like, this is so possible. And then you look at Steven, who has like, what a career that human has had. And he is still dreaming and pushing himself to be better, to be stronger, to be more expansive as an artist. And then you're like, what a masterclass it was seeing that up close, seeing someone at that age, at that level, still having like dreaming bigger than ever. And it just really like, I would just go home at night and I would journal these pages and I would just sit and people would be like, are you good? Like, are you? And I would just be like, everything's changing. Like the plates of my life were shifting because I was like, I don't want to play it safe anymore. I want to go after my wildest dreams. I want to, like when you really stop and ask yourself, what do you really want? What do you really want to do? Who do you really want to be? What do you really want to accomplish in this lifetime? I find we've been so conditioned socially and even in our industry to dim ourselves a little bit into something that seems attainable, achievable. And we kind of like censor ourselves in being able to even say what it is that we really want. And so this experience just made me start being like, oh, I'm going to start proclaiming the things that I want and really start going after them and making... You know, you know this from the work that you do. Like, what can you do every day towards the goals that you have? And really, like, filtering decisions that you're making all along the way, is this in service to who I want to be, the human I want to be, the career I want to have, the body I want to have, the life I want to live, you know? So it was really a masterclass in that.
Yeah, that's really what it is. That's all it is the day in and day out. Because if you aren't doing the things that you need to be doing day in and day out, then things like West Side Story never come about. I think about Mike Feist. I actually go way back with him. We did Hairspray and 42nd Street in New Hampshire in 2011 together. That was my first time meeting him and working with him. And Mike was like, he was like a modern day Gene Kelly, the way he approached rehearsals. I'm a huge Gene Kelly fan and kind of followed up. I studied his career and just what they said about him on set and how he acted. And Mike really reflected that to me. But we were in this like, you know, little theater in New Hampshire that, you know, no one really, it's not Broadway. And, you know, Mike and everyone else that was making their screen debut with you, if they had the mindset of like, oh, I'm here, I'm so far away from a dream, and allowing that, I'll call it an invisible wall, you know, that we put up for ourselves to limit us, to hold us back, you're not gonna get there. But you have to be where you're at, and where you are is where you are. And if you don't keep moving forward, you're never gonna end up in those dreamlike places that you just found yourself this past year. So I hope everyone's listening to, you know, what Paloma is saying here. It's like, yo, don't wait for an experience like West Side Story. It's start speaking it into the universe now, and don't just speak it, start working, start grinding, start putting your one foot in front of the other. So sorry, I just went on that little tangent, but
no,
I just
it's such an important tangent. And exactly like you said, you know, actors, and Mike is getting so much recognition for this right now. And having worked with him, I mean, you know, so intensely on this film and so intimately, like it is that. It's where you can begin. I mean, I think it's on mugs. Begin where you are with what you have. Like it, and that is enough. That's more than enough. Like, you know, those like really silly motivational things of like where you are today is the start, and you can start right now. There's also another quote that someone posted yesterday that I'm about to butcher. I love butchering really important quotes. It's like a favorite thing that I do, but it was talking about like wanting to do excellent work. And it was literally like, great, simply stop doing anything less than excellent from this moment forward. And even in these little steps that we do every day, like you can be excellent. And exactly, no matter what theater you're at, no matter what show you're in, no matter what class you're in, no matter what you're doing today, show up excellent. Show up the way you would show up to set with Steven Spielberg, because one day you will be on set with him. So like start that practice now. And I'm sure, you know, actors like Mike, like there's an intensity, there's a care, there's a respect of the art, of the craft, but also a respect of one's own self, of being like, I know what I can control is how I show up to my life every day. And that will, you know, I really believe in the law of attraction. And the more you practice that, the more you're going to draw experiences that align with your dreams, with your desires to you. So it is, it's like everything is so, it's all just so possible. And I really don't feel like there's enough voices saying that out there where, yes, am I so grateful? Am I so like still, I've seen West Side 6 times now, which is so many times. But every time I watch it, I'm like, whoa, that's me. Crazy. Like that experience still happens. But then when people are like, oh my God, can you believe it? And it's such a like not okay answer to be like, I can fully believe that that's me, because that is what I've wanted and worked towards my entire life. So it's like the more we can kind of feel that with ourselves of like, start, don't stop, and believe, and like,
I almost think the socially cliche and acceptable modest reply of, oh no, I can't believe it happened, it culturally makes us view others as either A, lucky, or B, like an overnight success. But really what you just said is, no, I can't believe it, because I've been busting my ass for XYZ days, months, and years, and no one really saw that or took note of it until, boom, I'm on the screen, and now it's like, oh shoot, Paloma hit it big, like, lucky her, when in reality, no, it's, like you said, I was striving for excellence, whatever that was relative to who I was at that moment, and I kept striving for that day in and day out. And I expected it of myself and expected the results to come through. And you just got to keep swinging at the plate, and eventually you'll hit and boom, there you are on the screen. But by no means was it overnight. And just to kind of retrace my steps, like if you're listening to this, I started this podcast on a cell phone and a lapel mic splitter that I plugged into my cell phone and was sitting on the streets of New York with drunk people and cars zipping by interviewing, you know, whoever the hell I can interview that was my client at the time. You know, I didn't just magically end up here, you know? And thank you for spitting this fire, Paloma. Thank you so much.
I hope, well, because we're not talking, and also we're not anyone who is achieving, and I'm using achieving in like italics with some air quotes, like whoever's out here doing the thing needs to be more vulnerable in sharing when it didn't happen, which is why I'm out here being like, I literally did West Side Story when I was 15 years old and have been trying for, I'm 30 now, almost 15 years to get back to a role I played at 15 years old. I did not book the 2009 Broadway revival. I did not, you know, there's so many no's that happen to us. There is so much that happens behind every Instagram post that says like, you know, exciting news, can't tell you, like, first day of rehearsal. Like, there's so much that work that goes into all of these things that happen, and so much persistence, and so much, you know, I love telling, especially actors coming into this business, I couldn't get an agent to sign me when I moved to New York. And then I had an agent sign me who dropped me, saying that I wasn't a versatile enough performer to make it on Broadway. And like, I share that with everybody. I have no shame around that. I just share it to say, like, had I listened, had I been like, oh, a big New York agency, and this was a major agent, like told me that I don't really have what it takes to do it, and I'm not versatile enough to do this. Had I listened, what would have happened? You know, like it's
you,
like
you gonna, wouldn't have you wouldn't have you wouldn't have six Broadway shows on your resume. That's what would have happened. So that
yeah,
agent,
and I'll tell you what, that agent was at opening night of my sixth Broadway show, and it's Rich every time to this day when I see them. It's Rich.
Yeah,
moment of seeing them
of
and
course,
being like, and I don't even know if they remember. And the thing about it, why we have to be so outstanding with our word is I don't even know if they remember telling me that, but that whatever that meeting sits with me to this day. That was said to me.
Yeah, yeah. I just posted a couple of days ago my high school musical theater coach that was helping me for my college auditions. I saw him just make his debut in Waitress a few weeks back. I mean, he's been with the show, but that was his first Broadway show. But for me, I remember his words when I was 18, which was, I don't know, 12, 13, a long time ago.
You're like, it was 6 months ago, but we're not counting.
I remember those words like so vividly. These were positive words, but yes, like first off, your words matter, everyone listening, but the words that come to you, yes, they matter, but it depends on how you want to use them. I'll use a sports analogy. I apologize, but I think everyone listening will at least know who Tom Brady is. Tom Brady was picked in the sixth round of the NFL draft, which is the last round, and he was the last quarterback picked. And he is now slated as probably the greatest quarterback to ever play football. So another example of some, yeah, last quarterback picked, last round of the draft, and boom, he's the best NFL quarterback ever. And the same thing with Paloma and the agent of like, hey, you don't got it. You're not versatile enough. And if Paloma was like, okay, this doesn't happen. I'm not interviewing you right now.
No. Well, so. That's the thing. And it's like, how many times, like, yeah, persistence, patience, belief, and staying in line. And like you said, like the odds just keep going after the things that you want. Like that's such, but I'm there right now. And just know that never ends. Like no matter how successful you are, no matter where you get, you still end up, especially as an artist in this place, as a creator, as a performer, as a human, right? Actually, as a human, you just keep growing. Your dreams keep growing. You keep having to advocate for yourself, trust yourself, work towards what you want. And then when you achieve what you want, you start again. My friend always used the analogy for me. You know, when you're like, God, I'm back here again, all those moments in life where you're like, how can I be back here again? But she said, like, you know, we're constantly climbing a mountain. And so you do get back to that same face of the mountain over and over, but you're further on your journey. And I always loved that. And so it's like, just know that, like, if you're out there, if you're listening to this and you are stepping into the industry and you are hustling and you are auditioning and it's not come through yet, just know that hustling, auditioning, and hearing no is forever. And you keep getting back to that face of the mountain. Every time you achieve, you go back to that zero and you achieve and you go back. And it just continues going that way. So it's like, you know, just keep trusting yourself to take leaps, invest in yourself, invest in yourself as a human being, what fulfills you, what sparks you, what inspires you, and hold tight to that every day. And then just keep showing up. And I think it's amazing. I just keep learning. It's amazing what comes into my life when I just keep showing up for myself every day. It's unbelievable.
Love it. Two more questions and then we'll let you go. Give us, for everyone that's going to be seeing West Side or did see it, give us one of your favorite moments of the process while filming.
Oh my gosh. There's so many. Dance at the Gym
one,
is obviously
two,
iconic.
No.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, 100, yeah. I have 100. First off, we don't often talk about how long we worked on that project. The boys started rehearsal, I think, in February. This is a long time ago now, but in February of that year, and we didn't wrap shooting until the end of September. So we, like, this movie that you go and sit and watch for 2 hours and 40 minutes, we took a long time to make. And so Dance at the Gym, when you're watching that, we shot that for over a week. That's over a week of 12-hour days to put together that one dance number. And I'll never forget, we're at the gym. It's the first day. We are lit. Everyone, there's no chill. If you follow any of us on Instagram, no one has any chill about this project. All day, every day, all we're doing is photo dumps. We just share everything about it. It's like everyone is so in love with this film. because we all just knew the moment we were in, we're all very grateful for it. So anyway, we're in this gym, we're filming in a Catholic school out in Brooklyn. And, you know, the windows are tarped, everything, we're just in this, there's no air conditioning in this gym. And we have movie lights. Like, this is a big old thing we're doing in there. So there's no air conditioning. There's no draft. And so we're literally like sweltering at the crack of dawn. You know, for this, you're called at 4:30 in the morning to start. And I just remember all of us, and we were also like sweaty with excitement. Like, everyone was just like so jittery. It was the first moment we had all 60 Jets and Sharks together. We have over 200, like, we have so many background actors in this and all these bodies in this gym. And you look around and everyone, we do like the first pass, and it's that cam shot, if you've seen it, this massive, it was like a spider cam that they use in sports arenas. And so it's this massive shot up and over of us dancing. And, you know, it's our first time, we hear three bells, quiet on set. Everyone's just like, whoo, we're about to like start filming this like intense thing. We do the first pass at this section. You just look around and everyone is slime sweating. Everyone is literally like, can't breathe. They're so hot. We were so messed up. I remember Sean Jones in particular, just like sweat. Like, I've never seen human beings sweat before in my life. And all of a sudden it dawned on us that this was going to be the whole entire time filming this dance, that we were going to be like overheating also while filming it. So anyway, I don't know why that's like a favorite moment of mine, but it was just that, you know, you see this thing on screen that is so, just like flawless dancing and this, that, the other. Know that we are dying of heat in that. They filmed that in a heat wave, you know, out on the streets. It was like 100 and something degrees. Like, the pavement literally burned through Ariana's shoes while she was like, the rubber on her shoes melted. It was that hot while we were doing it. So it was a hot, fun summer of us bonding over these dance numbers.
Were there a ton of holds for like makeup touch-ups or people sweating through their costumes? Like, how did they manage that?
Barely touched on this in a few interviews, but like, David Alvarez had the biggest pit stains the entire time we shot that number, but they're not in the movie. So really, that's movie magic if I'll ever see anything like that. But yeah, so many holds for that. Also, like, on, you know, there's when you're filming, it's such a different process than obviously rehearsing for the stage or doing a Broadway show. So like, when you're flipping the camera around, you might have a half hour, you might have an hour between things. And so they would just like bring in air conditioners, or we would just go outside. But it was also June, and it was funny when like the 90 degrees outside was like a reprieve from the air inside. But yeah, lots of holds for makeup, but then also just like pacing for ourselves of how to work in an environment like that, where you're like, we're having to do things, you know, 10 takes of something. How do you stay fresh when you're literally that exhausted? It was such a learning curve, especially for, I mean, most of us come from the stage with this, of being like, oh, we're going to be on this 30-second section for 12 hours. Oh, okay. How do we work like this? How do we pace ourselves? How do we, you know, and of course the shot that, you know, sometimes it's the first shot, but like, you have to be as fresh on that 10th shot as the first when you're dying. But they kept us like, you know, even Steven at one point brought in like legit fresh cracked coconuts for us. Like, only Spielberg could do that. There was like a whole break and all of us are holding like real coconuts like in our costumes. So they tried to keep us hydrated the best they could.
Cute. Well, those are some awesome stories. So thanks for sharing that. And we're going to let you go. Paloma, thank you so much for being on the episode. Really appreciate it. Thank you for the inspiration. Appreciate that. So yeah, everyone,
you know,
make sure you follow up with Paloma on her website, palomagarcialee.com. Check her out on Instagram, Paloma Garcia Lee. And yeah, if you like the episode, please share it with your friends and keep on keeping on. If you learned anything from this episode, I'd say that would be the theme. It's just, you can do it. You're worth it. If you're putting the work in, just let the work work. So yeah, thank you so much, Paloma.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
All right, everyone, that was Paloma Garcia Lee on Built for Stage podcast. We'll see you on the next one. Later.
If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org, because only together we rise.